There is growing interest in urban farming, and Philadelphia City Council is planning a hearing to learn more. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports the mini farms could mean more than fruits and vegetables.
Vertical farming involves stacking plants to grow without soil in available buildings. Councilman Al Taubenberger says it's a concept whose time has come.
It's very important for families, for nonprofits, producing fresh vegetables right here in the city of Philadelphia.
Pennsylvania Secretary of Agriculture Russell Redding visited the city to endorse urban agriculture.
We see opportunity both in terms of the growth of ag and those jobs, certainly coming by way of the urban ag initiative here and being able to do both the gardens and certainly the vertical agriculture.
Jack Griffin operates a farm in a South Philly building. He says advancements in hydroponic farming or growing plants without soil could mean a wealth of jobs.
Imagine all the people employed that aren't employed right now in Philadelphia. Imagine disabled veterans and ex-offenders who can now find jobs because there are jobs available. Because we're not getting our food most of the year from thousands of miles away.
Griffin says he can grow virtually anything except trees in his hydroponic environment. His associate, Leon Weingrad, says that includes medical cannabis, which was just legalized in Pennsylvania.
Well, the thing is, if you can grow tomatoes effectively, which we've proven we have, we can, we could just switch right over because tomatoes are bioidentical marijuana. They need the same nutrient, the same height, same light, same everything.
Weingrad says that switch would take only a month. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.